Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your strength that is working great things from inside of us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us. Thank you for your mighty hand that is fighting for us in the battles of life. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for open doors that your mighty hand have produced in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the ability you have placed in us to succeed, to win battles, to excel, and to prosper. Thank you for your abilities and hearts that is helping us to do your work and to do your will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us how to pray. And thank you for always guiding us to pray the right kind of prayers, the right kind of prayers you want us to pray. Thank you, Father. We thank you for what you are doing in this ministry. We thank you for the way you bless us. Thank you for the way you answer our prayers. Thank you for the way you intervene in our situations. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. We thank you for rebuking Satan for our sins and also for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for good health you have given to us. Divine healings we have received. Thank you, Father. We thank you for making sure that we prosper in everything we lay our hands upon. Thank you for making sure that we make progress in all areas of our lives. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you for controlling the activities and events happening in our lives to agree with your will and desires for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face again, to pray, to call upon your name in faith. I ask, O Lord, that you show us mercy. As we pray this midnight, help us from your throne. Stretch forth your hand to do mighty works. With your mighty hand, do great signs and wonders. Let our faith in you produce great results, because we know you are faithful. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. We're going to start with worship songs. And after that, we would pray with prayer points. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 You got the whole in your hands. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, Your name is wonderful, Your name is excellent, Your name is beautiful. We worship You, Lord, for You are mighty. You got the whole world in Your hands. Yes, You are the Lord. Most High. Yes, You are the Lord. Most High, yes, You are the Lord. Most High, yes, You are the Lord. Most High. All sufficient God, King of the universe, the Most High. All sufficient God, Most High. Miraculous God, the Most High, Miraculous God, Most High, You are Yahweh. And You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, You are Yahweh, You are Yahweh, You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Hallelujah. 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 To the great I am. Hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. To the Most High God. Hallelujah. To the Great Healer. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God forever and ever. He shall be our God from now even till the end. For this God is our God forever and ever. He shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. Because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to Your name. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, You are the mighty man in battle. Oh Lord, hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to Your name forever. Oh Lord, Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever. Oh Lord, Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the We give you all the glory. We give you all the We give you all the glory. We give you all the We give you all the glory. We give you all the Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you, our Lord. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you, our Lord, every step that I take, and every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. King of the universe, you are the pillar that holds my life, Master Jesus. are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords, the Most High God, the Rock of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was and is to come, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel, and then the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship you, Father. You are our maker, our healer, our helper, our restorer, our redeemer, our all in all. You are always faithful, always merciful, always compassionate, always kind. You are more than everything to us, more than life to us, more than this world to us. We worship you, Father, giver of life, giver of joy, giver of peace, giver of strength. We praise you, Father. You are our eternal life, and no one can be like you. No one can take your place. No one can reign as you, for you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Most High. You alone is the Almighty. We worship you, Father. You command things to come out of nothing. You speak and your words come to pass. You control times and seasons. We praise you, Father. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. All power belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. All honor, all riches, all wealth, all dominion, all authority that belongs to you. The whole earth belongs to you. And everything in the earth belongs to you. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You can say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is caring for me. You can say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is helping me. You can say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is upholding me, sustaining me, defending me. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is defending me, helping me, supporting me, upholding me. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is caring for me. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand providing for me. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand working great things in my life. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing in my life. Great things you are doing. Great things you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for changing the negative situations in my life into positive situations. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for changing negative situations in my life into positive situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Nehashushe le tetega didala. Neharoshana dash tegetala. Mehesuzista tashandegalala. thank you, Jesus, for changing negative situations in my life into positive situations. Thank you, Jesus, for reversing negative situations to become positive situations in my life, in my environment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God for victories He has given to you that you don't even know, that you're not aware of. There are a lot of victories God has given to us that we don't even know. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your victories in my life that is unknown to me. There are some parents or grandparents that should be mourning by now. You know what I mean by mourning? They should be mourning by now because their children should be dead by now. But God did a secret work. He preserved their children or grandchildren. And now, they don't even know what God has done. They don't know the battle God fought to make sure that no one, no member of their families is dead. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for the victories you have given me that I don't even know about. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. There are people that should not be alive by now. They were supposed to sleep and not wake up again. But somehow, they overcame the attack of the enemy. But they thought it was just a normal sleep. They never knew what God did to save their lives. Thank God for those victories. Thank God for those victories. Thank God for those unknown victories. Thank you, Father, for victories you have given to me that I don't even know about. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. You're going to say, Father, do your justice on my enemies. You're going to say, Father, righteousness and justice
are the foundation of your throne. Therefore, execute justice on my enemies. Execute justice on my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Keshene katata beharan de tishdia. Lehashesha tasasena gishlaya. Execute justice on my enemies. Execute justice on my enemies. In the name of Jesus, you are the God of vengeance. You said, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. Arise, O God of vengeance. Arise, O God of heaven and the earth. Arise, O God of Israel. Execute justice on my enemies. Execute your justice on my enemies. Thank you, Lord. Execute your vengeance on my enemies right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Execute your justice. Execute your vengeance. Execute your justice. Execute your vengeance. Execute your justice. Execute your vengeance in the name of Jesus. For righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Execute your justice, O Lord. Bring your justice upon my enemies. Thank you, Lord. Bring your justice upon my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the God of miracles. Work your miracles in my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are God of mighty miracles. Work your miracles in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, you are God of mighty miracles. God of mighty miracles. God of mighty miracles. Walk your miracles in my life. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus. Kesheta takatashibala. Nishte getete roshtinala. Nahasu zambakandishana. Teto bieroshtinala. Walk your miracles in my life.
Work your miracles in my family. Work your miracles in my home. Work your miracles in my calling. Work your miracles in my ministry. Work your miracles in my career. Work your miracles in my destiny. Work your miracles in my spirit. Work your miracles in my soul. Work your miracles in my body. Lord Jesus, you are the God of mighty miracles. Work your miracles in my life. Bring praise to your name. Work your miracles in my life. And bring praise to your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, establish in my life your powerful presence that makes impossible things possible." You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, establish in my life your powerful presence that makes impossible things possible. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord of hosts, oh Lord of hosts, establish in my life your powerful presence. Establish in my life your powerful presence. Establish in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, your powerful presence that makes impossible things possible. Your powerful presence that makes impossible things possible. Let it be rooted in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us how we are living epistles. Living epistles. We are living examples. Living epistles of God, epistles of Christ. Just as you could carry your Bible to read so that you can know God more. The same way, or in the same way, the people of the world, they are looking at us. They are reading our lives. reading our actions, reading our attitudes, to see if we are examples of righteousness, to see if we really deserve to be called a Christian. So the question is, how have you been living your life? What kind of a peace do are you? What do people read when they look at you, when they hear you speak? What do they read? Have men been able to learn Christ from your life, through your life? Have people been able to learn fear of God through your life? Holiness, purity through your life? Have people been able to learn faith and righteousness through your life? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make my life a living at peace that we show your holiness to the world. You're going to say, Father, make my life a living at peace, that we show your righteousness to the world, that we show your standards, your ways to the world. Make my life such a peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, make my life a living at peace too. We show your standard to the world. Make my life such a peace to me. In the name of Jesus. Make my life such a peace too. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Yeah, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 says, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, known and read of all men. What does that mean? our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. It means that Apostle Paul and the other missionaries working with him, they labor day and night to ensure that the people God has called them to teach, to disciple, to ensure that they become exactly the same with all of these teachings they teach them. Yeah, that was what he meant by ye are our epistle. So that is there's a point in your obedience to the work of to the word of God where you become one with the word of God. Yeah, so he's saying that you people, you are our epistle. That is, the teachings we have been teaching you, the doctrines, all these epistles we have been writing to you, the purpose is that you become the same thing. You become one with those teachings, with those standards of God. Become them. Yeah, even as it is written in our hearts, become exactly the same thing that we have been teaching. Become one, become united with those teachings. Come into agreement with those teachings. So that was what he meant. Yeah, by saying that you are our epistles. So he meant that all the things God have sent us to teach you, we want to see your life become those things. We want to see your life change into those things. Such that when people see you, they read the same epistles. I don't know if you are getting the point. Such that when people see them, they read the same epistles through their actions and behaviors. So if you are going to pray, when people move closer to you, when people spend time with you, what do they learn? What kind of impact does your life have on others? What kind of influence does your life have on others? What do people read when they see your actions? When they relate with you? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change my life to become the truths you have been teaching me all this while. You're going to say, Lord, change my life to become all the truths I have heard. All the truths I have heard, all the truths I have read about you, about your kingdom. Change my life to become those truths. Change me to become them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. So it is possible for a man to become the truth. You can become the same thing that you have been reading. You have heard of holiness. You can become holy. You have heard of faithfulness. You can become faithful. You have heard of obedience, you can become obedient. So we are to become the same doctrine that we hear and read, the same truths. Say, oh Lord, change me into the truths I have heard. The truths I have read about you, about your kingdom. Change me into your standards. Make me one. Make me one with your standards. Make me one with your truths. Make me one with your righteousness. Make me one. When we say you become one with his righteousness, it's the same with saying you become his righteousness. You become one with his truth. It's also the same with saying you become the truth. Say, oh Lord, make me into the same things you have been teaching me to do. The same lifestyle you have been teaching me to live. Change me into that life. Make me one with that life. The life you have been showing me and teaching me to live. Make me one with that life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, Second Corinthians 3 verse 2. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Known and read of all men. That is, when your life transforms, everyone will see it. Everyone will know it. And also, if your life become deformed, everyone will also see it, and everyone will also know it. So it's a joy to those, it's a joyful thing to those who God has been using to disciple you. Those who God have been using to lead you in spiritual things. Those who God has been using to build you, to teach you, to train you. It's a joyful thing when they see your life change. It's a joyful thing when they see your life change, when they see you produce the changes they have been looking for.
Do you really want to see changes in your life? Do you really want to become one with God's standard? Do you really want to become the kind of Christian heaven is looking for? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the whole world is watching me. My entire generation is looking at my life. Lord, I want to be an example. An example of the life changed by God to my generation. You're going to say, Father, the whole world is watching me. My entire generation is looking at my life. Say, oh Lord, I make me an example of a life changed by you. Make me an example of a life transformed by your power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even your leaders are watching. I mean, your spiritual leaders. Even myself, I'm watching. I'm looking for changes in your life. Your enemies are watching. Principalities, they are watching. Powers of darkness, they are watching. All the demons, they are watching. Your family members, they are watching. Your neighbors, they are watching. Your friends are watching. Everyone, they are watching. Tell the Lord, say, oh Lord, make my life an example of a life changed by you. Make me an example of a life changed by your power. Make me an example of a life transformed by your grace. Make me an example of a life transformed by your power. I want the world to look at me and learn that indeed, God is the Almighty. I want the whole world to look at me and learn that indeed, God is faithful. I want the whole world to look at me and learn that indeed, God is pure. And learn that God is righteous. And God is holy. Make my life an example to the world. An example that shows that your power is real. An example that shows that you can deliver a man from sin. Make my life an example that shows the whole world that you can deliver a man from sin, from darkness, from sickness, from disease, from captivities, from oppressions. Lord, make my life an example, because the whole world is watching. My entire generation are watching. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, make me perfect in all your ways. You're going to say, Father, make me perfect in all your ways. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Say, Father, make me perfect in all your ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me perfect in all your ways, in all your commandments, in all your instructions, in all your precepts. Make me perfect in all your will. Make me perfect. God told Abraham, he said, walk before me and be perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. Say, oh Lord, make me perfect. You are able to do this in my life. Make me perfect in all your ways. In the name of Jesus. So that the whole world can see and know that it is possible for a man to be perfect. So that my entire generation can see and know that it is possible for a man to be perfect. Make me perfect. Make me perfect. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you look at the same verse in New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2. It says, the only letter of recommendation we need is you yourselves. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. Yeah. Apostle Paul said the only letter of recommendation we need is you yourself. So he's saying that your lifestyle will recommend us as true apostles. Your way of life will recommend us as faithful leaders. Yeah. That was what he meant. Even the same way Jesus is waiting for your lifestyle to recommend him
in the earth. As people look at your life, Jesus is waiting for your lifestyle to preach Him to others. You see, God is so much disappointed in today's generation of Christians. Our lifestyles is so bad, so polluted, and so stinky. I mean, it's, you know, when something is smelling and it's stinking, that is how the lifestyle of many Christians is in the sight of God. So instead of our lifestyle recommending Jesus, it's recommending sin or righteousness, lust, pride. You're going to pray. I don't know how you feel about this, but you're going to pray that the Lord will help you. You're going to say, Father, help me to align my life with your nature, with the nature of Christ, to the point that my lifestyle begins to point others to Christ. Say, Father, help me to align my life with the nature of Christ, to the point that my lifestyle begins to point everyone to Christ. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nothing preaches better than your lifestyle. Your words cannot preach Jesus as your lifestyle will preach Jesus to others. Your words cannot show Jesus. Your preaching, your sermons, your teachings, your voice cannot reveal Jesus to the world as much as your lifestyle will. As much as your character and attitude and behavior will. Say, Father, help me to align my life with the nature of Christ, with the nature of Jesus Christ, to the point that my lifestyle and actions begin to point others to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Such that even without talking, people already know that I belong to Jesus. Such that even without saying a word, people already can see Jesus in my countenance. Help me, Lord, to align my life with the nature of Jesus Christ. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, I have said it before that the
kingdom of heaven will pull crowd, but it is not for crowd. It is for only few people that will obey Jesus. Yeah, but the kingdom of heaven always pull crowd on earth. Why? Because of demonstrations of power and demonstrations of victories and dominion. Yeah, so when people see those demonstrations of the power of God and of the dominion of God's kingdom, they would be attracted to the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God always pull crowd, but it is not for crowd. It is not for multitudes. It is for only the few that will obey Jesus. So don't be deceived to think that all those crowds, thousands and millions that belong to churches and ministries that are popular, don't be deceived to think that all of those people, they are in the kingdom of God, or to think that they belong to the kingdom of God. Don't be deceived, because they do not, many do not belong to the kingdom of God, even though they follow churches, they follow ministries, they follow ministers of God, they join the congregation, but they don't belong to God's kingdom. Jesus said that not many that call me Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of God. It is only those that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. So not many that can sing very well, not many that can pray very well, fast very well, or else worship very well, shout very well when they are praying. Not many people like that belong to the kingdom of God. Only the few that are doing the will of God belong to the kingdom of God. I pray that you are among the few. Yeah. I as a person, as a minister, my ministry is to look for those few. Yeah. So I'm not after the crowds. If I am after the crowds, it's because I'm looking for the few among those crowds that I hope God will use me to gain into the kingdom. Yeah. So I'm not deceived by the crowds. If today, let's say, I become, millions of people following me, I am not deceived by that crowd, because my calling is not to gather crowds. My calling is to search for those few that belong to God's kingdom among the crowds. Yeah. So the question is, are you among those few that does the will of the Father, or you are among the crowd? So you're going to pray. Christianity is not a joke. It's not bread and butter. It's a serious walk. a serious journey for serious people. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall away. Help me to walk in this narrow way you have called me to walk in. This narrow way that leads to life. This narrow way that leads to heaven. Help me to walk in this way. This narrow way that has zero tolerance for worldliness. Zero tolerance for the flesh. Help me to walk on this narrow way. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I don't want to fall away. I don't want to go astray. I don't want to join the multitudes. Help me to embrace the only way that leads to life. Help me to forsake all to embrace this way. This narrow way. This way of purity. This way of selflessness. This way that is hostile to pride, hostile to the works of the flesh, hostile to worldliness. Help me to embrace this way. Even though it can appear difficult, Lord, help me to embrace it. Even though it can appear to be so hard, Lord, still help me to embrace it. Help me to walk in this narrow way. This narrow way that doesn't accommodate the lust of the flesh. This narrow way that doesn't accommodate the pride of life. This narrow way that doesn't accommodate the pleasures of fame. Lord, help me to walk in this way. Help me to embrace this way. Help me to follow you in this way. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to fall away. Because many are already falling away from the faith, from your way. Lord, I don't want to fall away. Help me. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In John chapter 1, one of the verses there says, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. That was the only place in the Bible where God connected life and light together in that manner. Showing us that light is a product of life. So the whole world is waiting to see the light. But how will they see this light? I mean, how will they see the light of God? They will see it as we Christians begin to live the life of Christ. That life is the light. that the whole world is waiting for. If only we can live the life of Christ. I know the battles I fought personally, just for me to live the life of Christ. I don't think I have fought any other battle as fierce, as terrible as the battles I fought, because I want to live the life of Christ in this world full of sin and lust and pride and temptations. Yeah, so I fought the greatest battles of all. Yeah, and then I began to ask myself, why must I have to fight so hard to live the life of Christ? But when I saw that verse, I now understood that that is the foundation for revival. That is how the glory of God will come upon the earth and be revealed in the earth. I now understood that it is as I live the life of Christ. In fact, I understood that that is my first ministry. And that is the most powerful, powerful ministry. More powerful than what I'm doing right now. More powerful than when I take the microphone to preach. More powerful than when I minister healing to the sick, cast out devils. I realize that living the life of Christ in this world is the most powerful ministry. And that will determine the success of any other ministries. I mean, any other thing that I do and I call a ministry. What will determine if that thing will succeed is if this first ministry succeeds. And what is the first ministry of every Christian? To live the life of Christ in this wicked world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with your life. To the point where I have no other life to live except your life. Say, Lord Jesus, give me your life to the point that I have no other life to live except your life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with your life. Baptize me with your life. Fill me with your life. Teach me how to live your life. Make me rooted in your life. Make your life control my life. To the point that I have no other life to live. To the point where I lose all my life so as to live your life in this earth. Fill me with your life. Baptize me with your life. Give me the fullness of your life. Make your life rule my life to the point that I lose all my life to live your life in this earth, in this world, in the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying this prayer seriously. Say, Lord Jesus, give me your life. I want to live your life. Not my life, but your life. Give me your life. Give me your life. Teach me your life. Show me your life. Fill me with your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, and the life was the light of men. Now, I've told you before of a man, one of the revivalists of, I think, the 19th century. His name is Charles Finney. Yeah, I think 19th century, or maybe it's 18th century. I'm not sure. I read about how this man would appear in a place like a mall, like a supermarket, or like a marketplace, and he would just he didn't go there to preach. Yeah, maybe he just go there to, I don't know, to do whatever. But I read how people would look at this man, just looking at him, and they'll begin to cry for forgiveness. He has not preached. He didn't say any word. But just looking at him, they became convicted of their sins in their heart, and they begin to cry out. They begin to cry out for forgiveness. They begin to repent. Just like what that man, the soldier in the prison where Paul and Silas were held captive. Just as what that man said when the power of God opened all the prison doors. Yeah, when he saw the power of God, he said, what can I do to be saved? So whenever those, the people saw him and they were convicted of their sins, and they begin to ask questions, what can we do to be saved? We don't want to live in sin anymore. We want to be free. We want to be saved. So that is how powerful the life of Christ is. Yeah. So the ministry is beyond just talking. Carrying microphone, talking, or writing, or posting. Of course, that is part of ministry, but ministry is beyond that. Yeah, just the life of this man was convicting the hearts of people of their sins. That is how the life become the light. And those in darkness, they will see that light, and they will know, without nobody telling them, they will know that they are in darkness. Because when you see the light, when you are in darkness and you see the light, you will know that that is the light. And here, I am in darkness. So you're going to pray. Your life needs to produce a great light in this generation, such that those in darkness will come to you and say, how can I be saved? I am tired of this sinful lifestyle. Your life needs to come to that point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father,
Help me to live the life of Christ in such a way that my life radiates a great light that is able to set people free out of their darkness. Say, oh Lord, help me to live the life of Christ to the point where a great light keep coming out, a great light keep coming out of my life to pull the people in darkness out of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, this is the life I want to live. This is the kind of life I want to live. A life that draws people out of darkness. A life that becomes a great light in this generation. Oh Lord, give me such a life to live. Give me such a life to live. In the name of Jesus, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his soul? What kind of life do you want to live? Jesus said, whosoever desire to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. Say, Lord, help me to live your life. And of course, you know that to live his life, you have to lose your life to live his life. Because the life many of us want to live is not the life of Christ. In fact, the life many of us are living is not the life of Christ. Because we have to lose one to gain one. Say, oh Lord, help me to live the life of Christ. Help me to live your life to the point that life becomes a great light that we pull people out of their dark bondages. That we deliver people from their sins, from their addictions. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, before I used to struggle for many things. Yeah, I used to struggle for many things. I have to pray fast, and I'm not saying prayer and fasting is not right, or we shouldn't do it. Yeah, but I used to, or maybe I should say, I have to do those things to get many things going forward in my life. Yeah, but when I realized that, I don't need to struggle to move forward. I don't need to struggle to succeed in ministry. I don't need to struggle to excel, to prosper. All I need to do is just live the life of Christ. And as I began to live the life of Christ,
everything begin to appear effortlessly. And then just a short prayer begin to produce great results. Yeah, so which means that many of us struggle because we are not living the life of Christ. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you won't have to fast. In fact, I fast because I need to live the life of Christ. I pray because I'm living the life of Christ. I'm not saying you should not fast, you should not pray, but I'm talking about the aspects of your character, your attitude, your lifestyle, your commitment, your devotion, your fear of God, your selflessness. Yeah. Your sacrificial lifestyle and many more. That is what I'm talking about. So when you are able to do that, when you are able to live the life of Christ, a lot of things will happen in your life effortlessly. You would not even need to pray for some successes. You won't even need to pray at all. You won't need to pray at all. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to give up every attitude and character and habit that is not allowing your life to be fully expressed in my life. Say, Father, help me to give up character, attitude, lifestyles that is not allowing your life to be fully expressed in my life, to be fully expressed through my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to give up every attitude, every character, every lifestyle that is not allowing your life to be fully expressed in my life and through my life. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just as I said earlier, that when you live the life of Christ, breakthroughs begin to happen effortlessly. Progress happens effortlessly. Prosperity happens effortlessly. Many things people struggle to get, you will not struggle. I know what I'm talking about. You will not struggle to get those things. The results people struggle to get, You won't struggle to get them. Yeah, you won't. When you are perfect in obedience, many things will just happen effortlessly, just as trees grow effortlessly when they are planted on a good ground, on a good soil, full of nourishment and water and nutrients. The tree will grow without struggle. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to daily live the life of Christ so that my prosperity and success and breakthroughs and victories will begin to appear effortlessly. Effortlessly. Teach me to daily live the life of Christ. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me, O Lord, to daily live the life of Christ. Teach me, O Lord, to daily live the life of Christ so that my prosperity and breakthroughs and success can manifest without struggle. In the name of Jesus, teach me, O Lord. The life of Christ is a life of patience. Do you have patience? The life of Christ is a life of faith. Do you have faith? Say, Father, teach me to live the life of Christ in every day of my life so that I can see my greatness manifest effortlessly. So that I can see my success and progress and prosperity manifest effortlessly. Teach me, O Lord, to daily live the life of Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points before we will round off the session. It will be impossible to live the life of Christ without the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Without the ministry, without embracing the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Without being led by the Holy Spirit, without allowing the Holy Spirit to control your entire life, it will be difficult for you to live the life of Christ.
because you don't even know that life. But there is someone who knows that life. He can show you that life, and he can teach you to live that life. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, I hand over the control of my life to you. Say, Holy Spirit, I hand over the control of my life to you. Take over my entire life. Take over my thoughts. Take over my words. Take over my actions. Take over my emotions. Take over my soul. Take over my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I hand over the control of my life to you. Take over my life. Take over my life. Take over my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I hand over the control of my life to you. Take over my entire life. Take over my daily activities. Take over my business, my career, my marriage, my destiny. Take over my actions, my thoughts, my feelings. Take over my life. Lead my life through the path of life. Holy Spirit, lead my life through the path of life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. 5 more prayer points. Yeah. The life of Christ is a life of genuine love. A life of real love. Real love. Sacrificial love. That is the life of Christ. Yeah, and I have said it before that this ministry came out of love. This ministry is a product of the life of Christ in my life. The life of love. Yeah, that is, I came to a point where I want to see the lives of others transformed. I want to see people come out of their limitations. Bondages, slavery, addictions. I want to see people become who God says they are. And I'm ready to do everything possible to make sure that happens without charging any money. Yeah. So only the life of Christ can do that. The human life cannot do that. So the life of Christ is a life of love. The kind of love that you give everything you have to help people, to change people's lives without expecting anything in return. A life of sacrifice. Complete sacrifice. So that is the life of Christ. Because he died for us even when we were his enemies. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to live a life of real love, not selfish love that is in the world, but selfless love. Say, oh Lord, help me by your Spirit to live such a life. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to live a life of love, a life of selfless love. Sacrificial love. Help me to live such a life as Christ lived that life. I want to live the same way, to give all, to help and save people without expecting anything in return. To lay down all for others and for you without expecting any gain. Help me to live such a life of real love in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Let us look at that same scripture, 2 Corinthians 3. Verse 3 says, clearly you are a letter from Christ showing the results of our ministry among you. This is New Living Translation. Surely you are a letter from Christ showing the results of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. Not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. It says that the people of Corinthians are a letter from Jesus. To show forth the results of their ministry. What does that mean? It means God is testing you
God is testing you through a lot of things going on in your life. He's testing you to see how you will respond to everything going on in your life. Yeah, so you are a letter from Jesus. So you are proving something. Every day, in every day of your life, you are proving something. You are being tested and you are proving. You are proving whether you love God or not. So your love for God is being tested. Your faith is being tested. Your patience is being tested. Your obedience is being tested. Your commitment is being tested. Your faithfulness is being tested. So each day of your life is a test to prove who you really are. Yeah. And as you prove it, it will be written down, both in the heart of Jesus. Then Jesus will know that, okay, this is the person you really are. And not only that, it will be written down in the hearts of your leaders and everybody around you. It will be written, who you really are will be written in the hearts of men as you prove it every day. I don't know if I get to my point. You prove every day who you really are. Because you are being tested every day. Every day. And what you prove become an epistle. Become a letter. Whether good or bad. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me grace to prove to everyone how much I love you. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me grace to prove to the world how much I love you. How much I want to please you. How much I love obedience. Give me grace, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If we really love Him, we will prove it when we are being tested. If we believe in Him, we will prove it when our faith has been tested. If we are obedient, we will prove it when that obedience is being tested. So Lord Jesus, give me grace to prove it before man, before the angels, before the heavens and the earth. How much I love you. How much I love the brethren. How much I love your ways. How much I love righteousness. How much I love holiness. Give me grace to prove these things. To show it every week. to show it to everyone, to show it in my actions, to show it in my character. Give me grace. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me to stand for you. To speak for you, to represent you in the earth. Empower me to stand everywhere, anywhere, to speak for you, to stand for you anywhere, to stand for you everywhere. To speak for you, to represent you, to defend your interests, to defend your purposes in the earth. Empower me, O Lord, as you empowered the apostles, and they were able to witness you and your kingdom without fear. Lord Jesus, empower me now. Empower me now to be a faithful witness of you and your kingdom. Empower me to be a faithful witness of the things I have learned from you, the things I have seen in you, the things you have revealed to me, the things I have heard from you. Empower me to be a faithful witness of these things in every way. The things I have learned from you, the things I have known of you. Empower me to speak them everywhere. Empower me to defend those things, to preach those things. In the name of Jesus, to represent those things, the things I have learned from you and in you. Empower me, O Lord, to stand for those things anywhere I find myself. Strengthen me to stand for those things without fear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. 2 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that do not only read or hear the word of God, but do the word of God. A heart that practices the word of God, created me that heart, a heart that obeys the word of God, created me such heart in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that does everything you see, a heart that does everything I have read in your scriptures, a heart that does everything I have heard from you, from your word, from the teaching and preaching of your word, a heart that practices your word. Create such hearts within me. Create such hearts within me. Holy Spirit, create such hearts within me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Jesus told the disciples, the apostles, he said, he said they should go and make disciples. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to make disciples of all nations. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to make disciples, to raise disciples, to teach people your ways, your standard. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to do this. This is a commandment from the Lord that we have to do. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, empower me to make disciples. Empower me to make disciples. Empower me to raise people in your ways. Empower me to raise people by teaching them your ways. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to make the
disciples, empower your Holy Spirit to make disciples that will inherit eternal life, disciples that will inherit your kingdom. Empower me to raise such people for you. Empower me, Lord, to raise men for you. Empower me to raise people for you. Empower me to teach people your ways, your standards, your righteousness, in such a way that they begin to practice the same thing I teach them. Empower me, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives and in our midst. Thank you for your dominion that is above all. Your dominion, O Lord, is above all powers, all forces of darkness, all witchcraft, all principalities. Your dominion is above all sin, all sin, all sicknesses and diseases. Your dominion is above all the earth. Thank you for your dominion that is working in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray according to your will. Thank you for showing us why we must live your life and not any other life. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you touch every life that is here right now praying together with me. Lord, according to your mercy, touch your people right now. Do your will in their lives. In the name of Jesus, touch everyone here. Touch their spirits. Touch their souls. Touch their minds. Touch their bodies. And do your will in their lives. Fulfill your promises in their lives. Fulfill your purposes in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Father, that you make it difficult for the enemy to oppress this one. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that henceforth, the devil shall find it impossible to operate in your life. In the name of Jesus, all the forces of hell, all the forces of darkness shall find it impossible to function in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall be no slave of anything. You shall be no slave of anyone. You shall be no slave of any kingdom. You shall only be a slave of Jesus, a servant of Jesus. You shall not serve sin. You shall not serve money. You shall not serve demons. You shall not serve the powers of darkness. You shall rule over them all. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the realities of all these things you have been hearing in this ministry, all the wonders of God, the faithfulness of God, all the teachings about God's dominion and power, I pray that you shall begin to walk in the realities of these things in the name of Jesus. And as you experience the wonders of God, you shall go out there to teach others about the same thing you have experienced and how you got them. You shall go out there and show the same light to others and teach the same life to others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.